After pushback from Democrats on the proposed rules for President Donald Trump's impeachment trial, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did an about-face this afternoon. He's now offering 3 days rather than two for opening arguments from each side. Critics say it will still keep most Americans in the dark about the president's actions. But how do Mainers feel about impeachment and the process that's unfolding? Susan Sharon has more from an unscientific and brief survey we took today.
Independent Claire Abbott of Buckfield says she'd never voted in an election until 2016, when she voted for Donald Trump. And she says she'll vote for him again, despite his impeachment for high crimes and misdemeanors by the Democrat-controlled House.
I just feel that they've been after him from the beginning and haven't given up. In all honesty, I don't believe they have enough to convict him. I believe more witnesses do need to testify on what they know. That's pretty much it.
I'm not saying he's the perfect man, but he didn't do anything worthy of all the money they're spending here.
Michael Matthew is a Trump supporter from Lewiston who says he'll also vote for him again.
I think it's a bunch of crap, really.
Kathy Weiss of Vinyl Haven says she thinks Trump should be found guilty, but she also wants the Senate to hold a fair and thorough trial.
Don't hold back evidence, okay? Even if you don't agree with what I think, let's look at all the evidence, but don't hold back evidence.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell abandoned a plan that would have prevented evidence gathered by the House from also being entered into the Senate record. The changes came after Republicans, including Maine Senator Susan Collins, argued that the trial rules should be similar to those used in President Bill Clinton's impeachment trial in 1999. And Collins, who is up for re-election this year, is being closely watched from both sides of the aisle. It would take four Republicans to join with Democrats to get witnesses and documents introduced in the Senate impeachment trial. Andy Jones is a resident of Eustis.
I guess we're supposed to be looking at these three or four swing senators, but Susan Collins keeps letting us down. So I don't have a lot of hope that there's going to be anyone who will cross the aisle and hold President Trump accountable for what he's done.
Democrat Deborah Whitney of Limerick says she's never voted for Collins, but she's tired of hearing her described as a moderate.
People have really investigated her record and the whole myth of the moderate thing. It's very strategically based. Her moderate views are usually most felt when they mean less. People can see it now.
Whitney also thinks Trump should be impeached, and she says she's discouraged by the way the process is unfolding. But several other people we spoke to said they just want Congress to get back to its regular work. They don't like the timing of the impeachment trial, and they say there's another way to remove the president from office. Roger Quimby is an independent from Winterport who did not support Trump in 2016.
I'm not a Trump fan. However, he is our president, and I kind of respect that, and I wish the rest of the country and our legislators would just move on and do what's best for our country and vote him out if that's what they want to do next time. But I really think we should just move on. I'm really kind of fed up with it all.
Independent Maine Senator Angus King released a statement Tuesday saying, "It is more obvious than ever that this is not just a trial in the Senate. It is a trial of the Senate." For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.
And Senator Susan Collins also released a statement late this afternoon. She said the organizing resolution provides for a vote on whether to subpoena witnesses and documents at the conclusion of questions by senators, in keeping with the model used by President Clinton, or rather in President Clinton's trial. Collins says prior to hearing the case and the answer to senators' questions, she'll vote to table any attempts by either side to subpoena documents or witnesses before that stage in the trial.